BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Right, Becky is in Carlisle today for reasons that will become very clear very soon. We're there tomorrow for the launch of the Radio 1 movie, the big premiere. My mate Chris is here, hiya.
Hello.
Ready with more 24 years at the tap end?
Yes.
5.15 tonight. Another exciting instalment of Chris's Actual Life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick?
Yeah?
What did you say that you would do to promote my film?
I said that I'd run naked through Bournemouth University with a poster on my chest.
Just for a place on the credits, you would run naked through Bournemouth Uni?
I'm that dedicated, Scott Mills.
I love that. I got some good news for you, Nick.
Yeah?
You're on the credits.
Oh, awesome.
Is it awesome, though?
Obviously, I've got to stick to my end of the bargain.
You do, really, yeah, because I put you on the credits. You are Naked Runner. And you are actually on the credits of the movie, so you need to watch it tomorrow.
I will do that.
It says Nick Toogood, Naked Runner. Happy with that?
That is awesome, yeah.
So what's going to happen now that you're on the credits? Where do I get my bit, as it were?
Pardon?
When do I get the Naked Run? Or when does Bournemouth Uni get it?
Well, I think then this Friday, I think it'll be.
The thing is, Friday's too late, because the movie will have happened. You need to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Because, obviously, the premiere's tomorrow. We need to tell as many people as possible about going to the Radio 1 website at 7 p.m.
Well, all right, it has to be tomorrow, then.
What are your plans for tomorrow?
Well, I've got uni tomorrow, so then I obviously have to get my poster done tonight and go in later.
Yeah. So just put Radio 1 movie Wednesday, 7 p.m. Yeah. On the Radio 1 website.
Okay, that'll be across my chest.
That's what the poster needs to say.
Okay.
You weren't expecting this, were you?
I wasn't, really. I thought it'd be a bit of a joke, but...
No, it's got to happen now, though.
No, it's actually got to happen, yeah.
For legal reasons, can you not put the poster on your chest, but can you put it on your...
On my...
Yeah.
Okay. That. Yeah. Gavin, that. Okay.
All right, cool. Well, I look forward to the pictures very much.
Okay, well, how do you want me to send them in? Do you want me to...
Just email me.
Just email you, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, my personal one.
All right, nice one, Scott.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And hello, Becky in Carlisle.
Hello from Carlisle.
How's it going, all right?
It's amazing. It's raining at the moment, but it's so Christmassy. It's incredible.
Do you need Christmas music?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so lovely. I'm in the city centre and all the Christmas lights are on. And on the way here, all the hills are covered in snow and it looked gorgeous.
Oh, that's what I want, because I live in that London and there's no snow ever. And that's what
no
I want to see.
Yeah, so it's absolutely lovely here. And there's a little Christmas tree biscuit waiting for you when you arrive.
Yes, it's Christmas. I love it. Okay, so we're going to be in Carlisle tomorrow for the premiere of our film, the first feature film I've ever done. It's the Radio 1 movie, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. We're going back to Carlisle, which was home of the big weekend this year. So, Becky, you're in the centre of Carlisle right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if people listen at 6 o'clock tonight, you have a few tickets to give away to actually be at the premiere for people in the Carlisle area, right?
Yes, I do. I've got 40 pairs to give away, and I have the best location to give them away from. I'm not going to tell you now, but if you come and collect them, it is amazing.
Right, and it's somewhere in the centre of Carlisle?
It's in the city centre, yeah, somewhere. But you'll have to come and find me, and I won't tell you until 6 o'clock tonight, so you'll have to be listening. Make sure you are.
Is it Tyrak?
It's not Tyrak, no.
Is it?
Do you want to guess a couple more, just for balance?
Is it that Pizza Express that we had that pizza in that time?
Where I got recognised in the toilet?
Yeah.
No, it's not that one. That was too risky.
She likes Christmassy places, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe a card shop, Clinton's or something. Is it there?
No, but I can see it at the moment where I am, but I might move location, obviously.
Oh, there's a clue. All right, yeah. So Becky will tell you exactly where she is in Carlisle at 6 p.m. tonight. Then I will tell you to walk, not run, with a pair of scissors. Get there very safely. And it's 40 pairs, yeah?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
To actually be at the premiere tomorrow. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit, love.
See you later.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
24 years at the tap end, coming up at 5.15 tonight, the next instalment of Chris's autobiography. Yes, sir. It's 4.42. And now from rainy Carlisle, live, it's Becky.
Hello.
Hiya, have you moved from your spot? Oh, we just spoke to you.
No, I've had a wander, but I'm back where I was before now.
Super cool. Okay, so 6 o'clock tonight, you're going to reveal where you are, and you've got 40 pairs of tickets for people that can get to the centre of Carlisle, and they can be at the premiere tomorrow. But of course, most people, 99.9% of people, will be watching on the Radio 1 website, which is good. Now, last week, we decided that we were going to invent our own film festival, the Cardiff International...
Carlisle.
Hello?
That's a different one. That's your second film.
That's next. Cardiff's next. The Carlisle International Film Festival. Where the hell do I get Cardiff from? Or CIFF. This is going to rival Cannes. And we're going to be the only entry so that we win, basically. So we asked for some trophies. Have you been sorting out trophies today?
Yes, I've got a selection. Well, I could work out which ones to pick up, so I've got six. Some may be cups and some may be shields. I've had to borrow them off the University of Cumbria Cycling Club, but I'm sure that's fine. We can just stick some stickers on the front, and if you get one of someone on a bike, it doesn't matter, does it?
So the people on bikes, are they the trophies?
Some might be, yes.
We haven't got six categories, I don't think.
Can you not make... What about best bike rider?
Yeah, whatever.
We'll
make up the categories, but the Radio 1 movie is going to win them all at the Carlisle International Film Festival, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you've got your trophies. How's your celebrity guest list coming on?
For the red carpet?
Yeah, you had a phone call from someone very famous earlier right here.
Yeah, ha 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 ha.
Hey?
What?
Yeah,
what?
Very funny.
What?
Right, so...
Oh, I know what you think. You think it was me.
Somebody called me earlier on when I was actually quite busy. And
it was Sean Connery.
That's right, it was.
Yes, and you totally fell for it.
Of course I did, that's right.
You did though.
Yeah.
What's going on? Right. So
yeah. Sean Connery rang me earlier.
Oh right.
About coming to the film in Carlisle. Would you like to hear it?
Go on in.
It's hilarious.
Hello.
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 Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sean Connery.
Who, sorry?
Sean Connery, off the Bond films. And other work.
Connery?
Yes. And I want to come to your premiere.
Okay.
Fern Cotton invited me. I couldn't come now, but I can come now. I've had a last-minute cancellation.
Okay.
I was supposed to have been turning on the lights in Ashby de la Zouche.
Off of crisps?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where they make crisps. It's always on the packet.
Talking about snacks, what's the snack situation at the premiere?
Oh, there'd be loads of snacks.
Nibbles?
Nibbles will be on.
Are you taking the mick out of my voice?
No.
Chips?
Are you done?
Yes, I haven't got much to do these days. I'm just taking a...
What do you do these days?
James Bond.
You don't do James Bond anymore.
I do. I'm reprising my role.
So what do you say? You're in the new Bond film?
Aye.
What's it called?
It eludes me right now.
What?
It eludes me right now.
Oh, it eludes... Oh, right, I thought that was the name of it. Well, you can't remember, no?
No, it is. That is the name of it.
What, it eludes me right now?
Yeah. Yes.
That's, I can't wait to see that. It eludes me right now. Out now. All right, Sean, well, I've got to get on. I'm going, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
There we are, that was Sean Connery there calling me earlier, wasn't it, Becky?
Yes, at no point did you say, oh, hi, Becky, it's you. You
no,
said
I didn't.
You believed that was him the whole way through.
I think you fell for it, Mills.
No, I didn't
honestly
fall
do.
For it. Didn't know, did I?
You did, though.
Why did Sean Connery sound like Gary, tank commander? Cheesy pasta.
I don't know.
Speak to you in a bit, my love.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Two mince pies for breakfast this morning. Dark times.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm in the Christmas zone now where I don't actually care. It's fine. I like any time of day I can just do a mince pie just because they're in the house, you know what I'm saying? I was saying about this yesterday. Nothing is off limits because it's Christmas. The big purple one was on this morning for breakfast.
What's that?
That's a sweet. Which I've noticed there's less of in the tin this year, which I'm not happy about. I might write to our friends at Quality Street.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Frankie on 81199 just sent me a text saying, thanks, Scott. Me and Megan just had a great few minutes there singing my heart out to Last Christmas. Sam in Lancaster says, Scott, you should be playing the Towie version. It's Amazeballs. And Dennis off of Newquay says, I'm liking it a lot. I love Wham. What about the Towie version from Sam in Bristol? I am aware of that version from The Only Way is Essex, and at some point, I might play it. It's 5:12. It's BBC Radio 1. My record of the week this week is by Michael Kiwanuka. I'll tell you all about him very soon, but listen to the track. It's called Home Again, and it's next.
Talking of Christmas, yes. I think one of the best things I've ever heard in your show. And for me, it's like the best thing that you do every year is when you ring that, is it Dial a Carol?
Oh, God, we've been doing that for years.
I love it. For me, Christmas hasn't started until you call them and get you to sing.
I reckon, right, you've been listening to this show, like, probably, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
And we've done it at least that long, where we call up this Dial a Carol service. It's a group of people at the University of Illinois, and they set up this phone number, which you can ring every year, and you just go, hello, and they're like, hi, it's Diana Carol, what would you like us to sing? And you just tell them what carol you want, and it's like a personalised service. I remember a couple of years ago, they started to get a little bit stroppy, though.
Why?
I don't know, I think there was high demand, and you know when people get a lot of calls, it became a bit call centre-like.
Yeah.
And it used to be like a real personal touch.
So when are you going to do it this year?
Well, we can give it a go. I don't know whether they're still doing
yes.
it. They apparently, this university have been doing it for something like 50 years. this service, and we've been calling in for at least 40. No,
please do it, because right. For me, it's just it's part of Christmas.
Christmas
now.
Hasn't like... started on this show until we call Dial a Carol.
Not exactly.
Okay, well, I'll see if the number's still in operation, if they're still doing it, and I might give it a call after 6.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the story that's gripped a nation. The stories of one quite pasty boy from northwest London.
Hang on.
Who had a dream. What?
Pasty.
You are pasty.
Just come back from holiday.
Yeah, but you're still pasty. It's my mate Chris with his revealing autobiography, 24 years at the tap end. Still many people emailing me asking if this will be an audio book, not in time for Christmas, but who knows what could happen in the new year. All right, so what have we got?
All right then, well, I'll take you to my 17th year at the tap end, if you like.
That'd be fabulous.
It's a good year, that. We've had a few from there already, but it was a particularly exciting year.
Okay, everybody, if you're driving home from work, maybe you're on the train or bus, maybe you're already at home, settle back, relax, and get ready for the next episode of 24 Years at the Tap End, the life of my mate Chris.
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
My 17th year at the tap end. There had been a lot of chat about Brad's 17th birthday party, especially amongst me and my mates. It wasn't just a party, but a massive opportunity, one that it was vital we made the most of. One of the major drawbacks of going to an all-boys school is the lack of contact with available girls. So when the news got round that a boy called Brad from another school was holding a massive 17th birthday party at his house whilst his parents were away, the major priority became getting an invite.
But you don't even know this kid, right?
No.
Was it just like in the local town?
It was like...
Word got round.
Yeah, word got round. It was on the notice board and things like that.
Was it?
Yeah, everyone was going. It was a big one. The word was going round that girls would be there. We had mutual friends, and I managed to secure an invite through Chinese Dave. Chinese Dave is the kind of person that knows everyone. Bit of a go-to guy. On the understanding that I could get hold of some drinks, my invite was secured. I was on the list. This was huge.
It probably was a big deal, wasn't it?
Massive deal.
Yeah.
Massive deal. This was like my first big chance to meet some girls.
Had you never met a girl before the age of 17?
Yeah, of course. I met loads of girls, but this was my opportunity, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah.
The week quickly passed, and after a long week of school, it was the day of the party. All week, all attempts at getting served had failed, so I was forced to call in a favour from my dodgy but slightly older cousin. He wasn't happy with the idea, but realised the predicament I was in. I drove round, picked him up and gave him 20 quid to get me a crate of whatever he could at the local off licence. He came out with a box of Bitburger Drive. A great result.
What is that?
Beer.
Bitburger Drive?
Yeah.
Is that a popular beer?
No.
I don't really drink beer.
Well, it was beer was beer. You know what I mean? Dougsy and Webbo were proud, and we all knew that this would secure our entry to the hottest party in Northolt. Proud because of the beer, you know, because we all needed it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
The three of us boarded the bus to Northolt. We had grown up together, and we all knew that this had the potential to be the pinnacle of our youth. All three of us were obviously single and were raring to go. We were dressed to impress. I decided to don school shoes for a bit of sophistication.
I bet they were the only smart shoes you had, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Black.
Yeah, and sort of to fit in with the older ones, yeah, black school shoes. We knew boys from the year above were going to be there, so it was important we at least seemed older than we were to secure the attention of the promised girls.
Can I guess what you were wearing?
Go on, then.
I'm saying chain.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I'm also saying jeans.
Jeans, yeah, yeah.
And I'm also saying a Ben Sherman shirt.
Close. I got rid of the Ben Sherman shirt from when I was about 15. This was what I was
Lacoste.
Wearing. Lacoste. It might have been, actually, yeah. In fact, it was Lacoste. It was a
was
black
it?
Lacoste shirt.
I know him so well.
Black Lacoste shirt, chain, the school shoes and jeans, yeah.
That was, sweet.
That's right, because that was the only shirt I had, really. Dougs and Webbo did the same. We arrived in Northolt and after a short walk met up with Chinese Dave, Lenski and Hinton, all of whom were also wearing school shoes.
Everyone was wearing their school shoes.
I won't lie, I was a bit nervous. There was very much a feeling that this could be the biggest night of our lives. I had visions of an American Pie party, that we would walk through the door to the sounds of Sum 41 and Blink 182 out loud, cheerleaders dancing on the table, and a packed living room jumping. Maybe even a pool hired in, with bikini-clad girls hanging around as blokes grill burgers on massive barbecues.
That's what you think?
I had visions of four girls to every guy. We'd arrived and stood there in front of this house of dreams in the middle of Northolt. Lenski rang the bell and we stood back. The door opened.
Was it a big house?
No, not really. It was just a normal sort of semi-detached. The door opened. My beers were acknowledged and we were granted entry. I won't lie, it wasn't quite how I imagined. There were no cheerleaders, just a few people sitting awkwardly on sofas in his living room. A small group of girls huddled together in the kitchen. My beers went down well though, and they were promptly taken off me by an older guy I didn't know and passed around. It wasn't the best introduction to the older guys in the room. My cousin had completely done me over. Bitburger Drive is non-alcoholic beer. I bought a crate of non-alcoholic beer to my first proper house party.
Oh,
rubbish.
That is rubbish. Did anyone say, oi, look at this?
I mean, it was fine at first because no one noticed. They sort of handed them around.
Yeah.
And it's only when one person then noticed that they then say, oh, look what he's done. And they thought I was trying to do them over. For the next 2 hours, the five of us stood around, avoiding talking to anyone. To be fair, no one seemed bothered about talking to us. It's probably because of the beer thinking about it.
I would say so.
Over time, a few other people gradually turned up and the party kind of got going. Hinton even managed to talk to a girl. In fact, before too long, Webbo was pulling a girl.
No.
And even Dougsy had found himself cuddling a girl, not a particularly attractive one, on some beanbags.
Where are you at this stage?
Well, this is it. I'd missed the boat, or so it seemed, until I spotted a girl on her own drinking one of my non-alcoholic beers in the kitchen. There was my inn, and although nervous, I had to take my chance. I walked over and informed her she was drinking non-alcoholic beer.
It's a good starting point.
She felt embarrassed, and I casually laughed off the minor insult of her asking what idiot would bring non-alcoholic beer to the party. She didn't know it was me.
Result.
We talked for ages. I didn't have the bottle, quite literally, to do anything else. Her dad was picking her up, and before long, she had to go.
Oh.
I went for it and asked for her number. Unbelievably, she gave it to me, written on a piece of kitchen towel. my first number pull.
Yes. How's that make you feel?
It was a great result.
Yeah.
It was exactly what I hoped would happen.
Yeah. So even though it wasn't quite American Pie style...
No.
It was kind of like, you know, good for Northolt.
Brilliant for Northolt, yeah. I got a number. My night was made. We celebrated the next morning by walking from Northolt to the nearest Mackie D's for breakfast. Feeling like heroes, proud of our achievements, each with a number, I was proud of all of us. That's it for that chapter.
And what happened with that girl? Did you see her again?
No, we didn't. It was awkward, wasn't it?
Mm. Did she text back at all?
Well, she can't even use the excuse that she was drinking too much because she was drinking non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, thanks to you.
So, yeah, I don't know. It just never seemed to happen, really.
Did you hear from her at all?
No, but right. Do you know what? I look back and I think it's fine. It was getting the number, really, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. You achieve what you set out to do.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
Exactly.
Sort of.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Samantha.
Hiya.
You all right? What's going on?
Just home from work, wrapping presents, listening to Radio 1.
Oh, lush. Are you one of the organised people at Christmas?
I am. I've got all my presents bar one now.
All right. Where do you live?
Billericay.
Okay. And you were saying that you want to be on the movie credits, right?
Yes, we do.
And what will you do in return for a credit?
Put it in our Christmas cards that everyone needs to go and see the movie.
Yeah, but you're uber organised, so you've probably sent them out already, haven't you?
No, they're due to be written this weekend.
Okay, good. So the envelopes have not been sealed yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, can you send them out and, like, do it today or tomorrow?
Okay.
And then you can promote the movie. Otherwise, it's been and gone, see?
But they can still go and watch it.
That's true. They can watch it again. That's true.
Exactly.
So if you just put Radio 1 movie...
Yep.
7 p.m. Wednesday...
Yep.
Or if you're not sending them out before then, just put... Radio 1 website, watch it.
I'll put both, so they can do both, just in case.
That'd be lovely. So who's this, you and your boyfriend or husband?
My new husband.
Your new husband? How many have you had?
Just one, no.
Yeah, he's making it sound like it's like a regular thing.
No, we got married this year.
My new husband. And not one of the old ones. Okay, cool.
This year round, yeah.
I understand. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's his name?
It's Matthew.
Right, okay, I've got this already. You are on the credits, I'm pleased to announce.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
So watch it tomorrow night, okay?
I will do.
Would you like to know what you are?
Okay, yeah.
Right, you are Samantha... Is it Francis, your second name?
Yeah.
You're Samantha Francis.
Yeah.
And you're on as stunt double for the one that doesn't speak.
That's great.
Yeah? Do you want to know what Matthew is?
Yeah.
It says... Matthew Francis, spiritual advisor.
Yeah, that really sounds like him.
Does it?
No.
Is he into the crystals and the crystal balls and all that?
I'll make sure he is now anyway.
Okay, good. Right, so Matthew's spiritual advisor, you're a stunt double for the one that doesn't speak. I think that's pretty cool.
That's great, thank you.
All right, watch yourself on the credits tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the website.
Will do, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky is in Carlisle. We need to postpone Innuendo Bingo for about 10 or 15 minutes because she is promising to do Innuendo Bingo tonight with you, Chris, from a restaurant in Carlisle. So in a public place.
I don't believe she's going to do it. I really don't.
I do. Where did we send you before? A pub? And what did you have to do?
Yeah, I played Innuendo Bingo in a pub.
It was the same, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was embarrassing enough, but she's going to a restaurant.
Yeah, she's going for a sit-down meal, which I quite like. So we'll speak to her just after 6:30. Dial a Carol News.
Oh, yeah.
I've been ringing them a couple of times, and it just rings and rings and rings. This is the people at the University of Illinois in Chicago, and pretty much every year since I've been on air at Radio 1, I've called them up. They're like, hi, Dana Carroll. And it gets you all Christmassy because they just sing a Christmas song of your choice to them. It's not actually going through at the moment. It's ringing and ringing. No one there. I'll keep trying. Maybe it's opening next week or something.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. Innuendo Bingo the Jewel.
Now, today, Chris is here in the studio playing along. Hello.
Hello.
But in a bar in Carlisle, playing along with Innuendo Bingo is Becky. Hello.
Hello.
Right.
This isn't going to go well, is it?
It's not going to go well. So you are about to have dinner, but you've gone to a bar opposite the restaurant to play bingo before you go in.
Yeah, because I was too embarrassed to do it in the restaurant, so I thought I'd do it in the pub.
Does sound like there's a few people in the pub.
Yes, it's very busy. At least 20 or 30 people.
And what are you having to drink?
I've got a pint of water and lots of tissues ready to go.
All right, cool. I thought you were going to do it with wine for a minute. I was like, no, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's inadvisable.
Okay, so you've got a big pint of water. Does anyone know in the pub that you're about to do this?
No.
Excellent.
The girl I'm with has decided to go outside and get some fresh air, so I might be here entirely on my own.
Right, she's too embarrassed to be seen with you, right?
Yes, she is.
So you must look weird, because you've got, like, a big load of tissues right beside you.
Yeah, I've got a stack. I've probably got about 30 centimetres worth of napkins stacked up next to me.
Do you have a bin?
No, I don't, but I've sat in the corner, and I'm going to hope it dries quickly.
Right, so you're just going to chuck it out in the corner of your mouth?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so this is a bit strange, but Chris is here. No protective clothing to speak of, just a hoodie.
No.
What have you got on? Still your elf costume?
No, I've changed out of that. I've got a white top and jeans.
Okay, good. Well, let's play innuendo bingo. Becky, in the bar in Carlisle, take a sip of water, please.
Mm-hmm.
This is brilliant.
You see, having done this in a pub before, I know how awkward this is.
Chris, take some water, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is so strange with you there. Okay. This innuendo bingo from ITV's This Morning.
Otherwise, you know, we could be here talking about Willy.
I love Willy.
Chris is gone. Becky? Oh, no, she's held it in. I think there's extra pressure on her to hold it in today, though.
Do you reckon?
No, that went out now.
Okay.
Don't do the little ad-libs at the end, because that's sometimes what makes me laugh more than the innuendo.
All right. Ready for the next one? Water, please, Becky.
Yeah. Okay.
Water, please, Chris.
Where's Becky releasing into, then? Just the tissues?
No, she's just doing it in the corner.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is from a programme called Village SOS.
Not only has Carol signed up, but she's also agreed to Tim's plans. Tim can finally get his mitts on her front window.
Chris is gone. Still there, Becky? Still got it in your mouth?
No, I spat some.
What happened?
I spat some out.
Oh, you spat some. No, yeah. Let's be honest, that wasn't even an innuendo, but still good.
Not only has Carol signed up, but she's also agreed to Tim's plans. Tim can finally get his mitts on her front window.
It doesn't mean anything.
Lad.
All right, next. Chris, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Becky, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is from To Buy or Not To Buy.
And that's, again, looking... There must be another eye window over the back, do you think?
But would you rather have the bedroom downstairs?
Yeah.
Right, that's what I thought you'd say. So this will become a glory hole then, won't it?
She's not spitting at all.
No, I did.
Oh.
The girl sat opposite me has her head in her hand and her scarf across her face.
Why? Does she know what you're doing?
Yes, but she's just embarrassed. I keep spitting against the wall.
Okay, next one is from... That was a good one. From Elaine Page on BBC Radio 2. Water, please, both of you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I do warn you, Elaine Page is the one with the really weird laugh. It goes like this. Chris is gone. Right, you ready?
Hang on.
Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Elaine Page.
If you were listening, you will know that I just couldn't manage to squeeze in Malcolm's big one. So, as promised, here it comes this week. It's a break.
Becky?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, it was quite a good one.
If you were listening, you will know that I just couldn't manage to squeeze in Malcolm's big one. So, as promised, here it comes this week. So brace yourself.
Oh, no, I wish I'd had water.
Okay, we've got two more. So, water, please.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Jeremy Vine on Radio 2.
I'm going to go back this afternoon and I'm going to knock one up.
He didn't really say that.
Right, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
How much water have you spat out now? Quite a lot.
About half a pint.
Okay, good. Thanks, Jeremy, for that one.
We're going to have to leave quite quickly after this, I think.
I think you are.
I'm going to go back this afternoon and I'm going to knock one up.
Okay, I've got one more. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Becky's in the bar in Carlisle. It's quite busy. Chris is in the Radio 1 studio. They're both about to put water in their gobs. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Out you go. Push him along, Tony. Go on.
Not again. Not again.
Oh, nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
That's about 6 weeks now.
Oh, no.
Every time. Chris is so...
Not again.
How does that get you every time?
Out you go. That's it. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs.
All right, Becky, I'll see you tonight.
Okay, see you later.
Love you, bye. Leave the pub immediately.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.